Good morning and welcome to another edition of my podcast. Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm calling it anyway. They made me put in something fancy called Behind the Wheel, which is where I generally sit when I'm making my podcast. It is Michael, a.k.a. Katsu, coming to you live from somewhere in the middle of Louisiana. Last I saw, I was somewhere near Alexandria, Pineville, not Shreveport, not Baton Rouge, and definitely not New Orleans. I'm on a little tiny two-lane road working my way up towards West Memphis, Arkansas. And I'll probably spend the night there and then go from there up to somewhere between Dayton, Ohio and Toledo, Ohio. It's very exciting, I know. For those of you that are, curious about where I drive, I actually have several people follow me on Google Maps, kind of always wondering where I am, and they look at me, and they probably get very bored. But I have had people go, hey, you're in my neck of the woods. You want to grab coffee? And I'm like, sure. It's 11 o'clock at night. Coffee sounds like a wonderful idea, but I still go because it's always nice to see friends, especially friends from, like, online that you never get to see. So anyway, what's going on with me? Oh, two nights ago, I got to stop in Dallas, Texas, and had a friend come on out at 10 o'clock Central Time and take me for something called Whataburger. Now, nothing against Whataburger, but it is not that impressive. I'm sorry, y'all can, I know it's an unpopular opinion, considering many of y'all love Whataburger. No, thanks. I think the same thing of Jack in the Box or Jack's, and Taco Joe's. There's another taco place, not Taco Bell. There's like something like Taco Bell out west. I'm not sure. I was born and raised in New Jersey, and I am a Jersey boy, even though I travel all over the place and I say things like y'all. I'm a little on the different side, I guess. It's after spending 16 years traveling around and around the country. So I'm heading up to West Memphis, Arkansas, where I will spend the night and, I think I know somebody in Memphis. I'm not sure. I might. But I'll be up there around 7 o'clock tonight. It's kind of excited about that. It's get my computer system fixed, considering my company's got a crappy computer system. And it breaks a lot. So I'll have that fixed, get myself a shower, relax, and be able to spend the night in a safe location, which I'm kind of excited about. And then in the morning, depending on, I'll go ahead and I'll get a run all the way over to Nashville, Tennessee, and then straight up 65 to Louisville, Kentucky, Louisville to Cincinnati, and Cincinnati north on up 70, Interstate 75. I know you're all excited to hear that. You're like, I don't know where any of those places are. Any of my trucking friends do know exactly where I am, what route I'm taking, how many hours it'll probably take for me to do it. That's just something that a truck driver's got to deal with, is constantly being aware of our country and the roads. So, anyway, life's been good to me for the past day or two. Had a talk with my doctor over the telephone. They got now virtual appointments where you can just look at each other through the messenger on the phone there and kind of wave at each other and have a talk, which is real helpful for someone like me who's always traveling. And they talked to me about, you know, how I'm doing and if they should make any medication changes. And I'm real helpful or thankful that they're so helpful with things like that, because I'm able to get my prescriptions changed. And then they prescribe it to the local Walmart up there. And all I do is go find a Walmart somewhere in the country, walk over to the pharmacy counter, boom, 20 minutes, and they have my pills right there. They can hand them right to me, and I pay the same price no matter where I'm at, $4 a prescription. So I paid $12, got my scripts, and off I go. Very, very thankful for the way the world works, because it didn't used to be like this. Hell, back when I started driving, I had a cell phone, but there was reception only in the big cities. There was no reception anywhere else. And now, hell, I lose reception. I look at my phone going, come on, Verizon, what the hell? I'm 5,000 miles away from anybody in the middle of the ocean, but damn it, I should have reception. Oh, so life has been good for me, keeping busy. I'm out for another little less than 2 weeks here, about maybe 10, 11 more days. I'll get home. Well, I'll get to my parking location. The truck is my home. But I'll be parked and done May 10th that night. This week, I have Thursday off, maybe Friday, maybe Thursday and Friday. I'll be sitting up in Dayton, Ohio, Lima, Ohio, somewhere in that region. If any of y'all are local to that area, and I'll have a day, 2 days with nothing to do, come and say hi. Enough about me. What is the educational aspect of our day? Weight. How much I weigh and what I got to do when I weigh too much. This will be pretty easy and straightforward, people. Imagine your car. Now, your car's got two axles, the front and the back. Imagine your car. You're only allowed to weigh 1,000 pounds on the front and 1,000 pounds on the back. That's 2,000 pounds total, including you and all your friends. All right. Now, that can be pretty difficult to accomplish, but bear with me. So, you're all set, and you drive to a scale. Most truck stops have them. And you pull on, and they'll just have, you know, in your case, two pads. And the front axles go on one pad, the rear axles go on the other. And they'll print it out and tell you exactly how much you weigh. Real easy, and they'll give you a little piece of paper. Nowadays, hell, I got an app on my phone that does it. It works via the Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, something. I'm not sure. But they know that I'm there. And so they'll print you out something and say it's just you and a friend and your car, and you're at 1,900 pounds. And you're like, awesome. You go to pick up two more of your friends, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I'm at 2,200 pounds. And a cop is sitting there just waiting for you to pull on down the road because he's going to pull you over and weigh you. Yeah, they got little scale pads in their trunk. They can just have you drive on top of them, and they'll be able to tell you right there how heavy you are, and they write a ticket, and hell, Lord mercy. That ticket could be $10 a pound. Now, sometimes it's only $5 a pound, but sometimes it's $1 a pound, honestly, in the case of truck drivers. But you're thinking, oh, I'm only over 200 pounds. All right, now if it's $1, that's $200. If it's $10, you just paid yourself $2,000 to Uncle Sam because of your two friends in the back seat. And you're thinking, that ain't right. Well, you're right. It ain't right. But when it comes to truck drivers, we're heavy. And I drive on the road. Some roads are not built for how heavy I am. The heavier I am, I may have more difficult maneuvering my vehicle. And different states have different rules, but for the majority, well, all of them, they'll accept 80,000 pounds. Some states will go a little bit higher than that, but at 80,000, I know I'm legit all the way across the country. And they'll set up different weights. Now, I said for you, 1,000 in the front, 1,000 in the back. Well, for a truck driver, I got about 12,500 on the steers because I have specially rated tires, H rating. All right, but some people think it's only 12. I can do 12,500. Now, behind the tractor, the front of the trailer, 34,000 pounds, and then all the way at the rear back of the trailer, another 34,000 pounds. Now, that's how much each individual axle is allowed to weigh, and I know if you count it up, it don't equal, right? But I'm allowed to weigh 80,000 pounds max. Right now, I am weighing 79,160 pounds maximum. Well, that's how much I got, how much I weigh right now. That's really close, and that's a big pain in the butt. Because what happens, I pick it up, and I'm 12,540 pounds on the steers, my front of the tractor. And you're saying, well, Michael, that's overweight. You can't do that. I'm like, you're right, I can't. So I got to come up with another option. And there are options. there are things that you can do to make life easier for you. Thank gosh. So what we got is the, and I'm not going to explain it too much, but there's a fifth wheel. Some of you know what that is. For those of you that don't, there's a thing on the back of the tractor that the trailer connects to. All right. The kingpin goes into the crotch of the fifth wheel. Yes, that's what it's called. All right. And it can connect right there. Well, sometimes those slide. Mine has the type of slider on it. And I'll unlock the pins, and I'll move it about 2 inches. And that's all I did. I moved this sucker 2 inches. Do you know it took 320 pounds off of the front and moved it to the back? Now my front end only weighs 12,220 pounds. So I'm legal. Well, that made me overweight on my drive tires. Now I'm over 34,000 pounds. So now I need to go to the rear of the trailer and I need to slide those. Oh yeah, the rear axles of the trailer, those can slide forward and backwards, sometimes like 10 feet. It's and you'll be able to move a lot of weight with that. Well, I moved it forward 2 holes. We're talking maybe about 6 to 8 inches, depending on the manufacturer of the trailer. I moved it forward 2 holes, and boom, I am legal. How long did it take you to do that, Michael? Oh, Lord, half an hour. The trailer is heavy. It took me a while to crank that landing gear down and get it off the fifth wheel. I had to put it in the granny gear, which means I turned it probably about 200 times just to get it where it needed to be. Big pain in my rear end, but it's legal. So when you see a tractor trailer going down the road, we're heavy, but we got to be the only certain weights in certain areas on the tractor, because otherwise I get pulled over and I am giving Uncle Sam a huge amount of money. My company's not giving it. I'm giving it. It is my responsibility to be legal. And, well, truckers have a lot of responsibilities. I'm sure you'll hear all about them over time. Anyway, I hope that you're having a happy, happy, and that you're being safe out there, because, well, that makes me happy. All right. Coming to you live from Louisiana. On my way up to Ohio, be safe, and I'll see you out there.